Well, we're 2 years into the pandemic and we're yet to resolve our supply chain issues. Hello to couriers who are listening today. I've heard from a couple of you. I'm a courier in northwest Auckland. If people can't understand why freight is taking so long, they must have had their heads in the sand, says this person. How about lockdowns, Black Friday and Christmas all rolled into one? Couriers are doing their best with the insane volume they are having to deal with. Give us a break and go back to work. pleased to pass that on. As a courier, says someone else, I can say that it is crazy out here. Well, let's see if we can diagnose the problem. How much longer can we expect delays? Joining me now is Customs Brokers and Freight Forwarders President Chris Edwards. Kia ora, Chris.
Good afternoon, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to have you back on the show. We've had a couple of chats to you over the course of the year, and well, 6 months or so after our last chat, Chris, are we going in the right direction or the wrong direction with supply chain issues?
Ooh, that's an excellent question. I guess we are heading in the right direction, but probably a lot slower than most people will have wanted. I know when we last chatted 6 months ago, you and I discussed this being fixed quarter two, quarter three of next year. I still think that looks about the right number, but I hope I'm wrong on that count.
Okay. Can you remind us what the problems are?
I think the longer the year's gone on, the more, I guess, two issues come to mind to me. One is unpredictability, and that's around working out peaks and troughs of volume, such as your courier guy about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Chinese New Year, Christmas. Traditionally, we all worked to those higher volume periods and built supply chains around them. This year and last year, there's no predictability, and therefore you can't work on the volumes. But I think the second thing, too, is more around predictability, I guess. And when you think things are going to be here, and I guess a lot of your listeners are waiting for Christmas presents and things like that, that's been very difficult to get right this year.
So where is it clogging up?
Clogging up's a great point too, because most studies I read say that the increase in demand is around 5%, which sounds like nothing. But again, that unpredictability means there's a lot of congestion in a lot of places, America particularly, but also in other parts of the world as well. We're also seeing government policy, such as Chinese zero tolerance to COVID, closing ports from time to time or causing issues for airlines such as Cathay Pacific. So all these things lead to congestion, and congestion is the biggest clog we have because containers sitting on ships are not being unpacked and delivered to clients.
Yeah, we talked about some of those containers, the problems around containers last time, but can you remind us what's going on there?
Yeah, I think the best way to look at it is when a container's sitting on a ship for 1 or 2 or 3 weeks sitting outside a port, say, particularly in America, it, of course, is not going to a warehouse to be unpacked and delivered to the final customer. It also takes that container out of the empty container supply chain, delaying potentially exports as well. I think even in New Zealand, we have some local challenges. There's a vessel this week calling Northport, releasing around 2,200 containers that have to be trucked or railed down to Auckland. Again, containers is in the wrong place at the wrong time. The silver lining to that story is that ship has come early, so perhaps there is some Christmas present for people, but it also leads to congestion, issues around the greening of the supply chain, all sorts of things like that.
We've talked a bit about disruptions to deliveries, but what are some of the other impacts of these supply chain issues? Obviously, our listeners will be noticing courier packages arriving a little later and having to get things ordered earlier than you might otherwise have to, but where else do you see it having an impact?
I think there's a few elements there. I think I feel so sorry for the guys in the courier industry. They are under a lot of pressure, and that sort of final mile is where a lot of people take out their frustrations, even though they can't do much about it. I noticed even in my street last night at about 6:30, a courier guy delivered a parcel to a house next door. I mean, that's, you know, pretty good service despite what's going on. There's some things coming down the track around industrial action in this country, Jesse, as well, especially with KiwiRail, and if that happens, that will be, well, pretty much catastrophic to moving containers around the country as well as goods. So let's hope that can be averted around Christmas as well.
Yeah, tell us where that's at.
As I understand it, Chairman at KiwiRail, perhaps that may have an impact, but I think at the moment it's slated for, I may have his dates wrong, but I think the 16th or 17th of December in the North and South Island, where everything grinds to a halt, including the inter-islander ferries, which you can imagine will be pretty difficult this time of year when there's so many goods that need to be moved around. So let's hope that can be averted.
Okay. And also, what about parts for manufacturing and so forth in New Zealand. Have we seen much impact on that? I guess the impact on business, manufacturing, and other things that require deliveries in order to do business?
I think it depends how those parts are coming in. Certainly if they're coming in air freight, I had really hoped by now air freight would be a lot more freed up, but because of course closed borders mean no passengers or very few on tourist flights, we still have very few options, and air freight pricing is incredibly high at the moment, probably the highest I've seen in my career, and very few places to put that volume. You may have seen DHL, for example, charter some aircraft to get their goods to New Zealand for their clients before Christmas, and we're seeing that in other sectors as well. Until tourism come back to this country, that air freight market will also be fairly challenging for a few months yet, I think.
You were bemused or even surprised last time we chatted that the extra pressures on shipping and shipping costs hadn't translated into higher prices yet. Have you seen any signs that that's happened?
Oh, it's dead wrong, wasn't I? Because what have we got inflation at now? You know, around officially around 6%. It's probably higher than that, I think. And I think globally in the world, the shipping problem is being blamed for a lot of these inflationary pressures. For example, the review on building products coming into New Zealand, I'm sure a lot of that's got to do with shipping costs as well. But I think there's two sides to that coin, Jesse. You've got the costs. I get that. It's high. No one likes that unless you're a shipping company. But it's also the lack of predictability for many of those shipments. You know, they're running late. You're paying more to get them. And in the case of that vessel going to Northport, for example, you're now paying another couple of $1,000 to truck it down to Auckland also to get that container. And those costs either get passed on or absorbed. It's just depending on the business, really.
So you are seeing that now? You're seeing it costing more, though? You know,
Absolutely. There were some news reports about freight rates dropping from China into various trades, but I think there's some devil in that detail. Remember, some of the Chinese manufacturers and factories haven't been operating to full capacity because of power issues, and therefore some of those freight rates drop temporarily. I'm not sure it's a trend yet. We haven't really seen that yet in the market, but we hope it's coming, I'm sure.
Do you like the idea sometimes raised about New Zealand having its own shipping line, at least a coastal shipping line getting from port to port around New Zealand?
Oh, 100% I do, and I've been sort of harping on about that all year. I think the coastal shipping's important for one reason, and that is I'm convinced the big shipping lines will eventually choose probably one major hub port in the North Island and same again in the South. So you need to find a way of getting your containers around to the other ports. And we've got a lot of ports for quite a small country, in my opinion, but they all have a role to play, whether it's Nelson or Napier or whatever it might be. So moving those containers around efficiently is very, very important. We do have a coastal shipping provider at the moment and a new one starting soon. But I know the government have signaled it's something they can look at. And to me, it's semi-low-hanging fruit to try and fix up some of these inefficiencies in the supply chain. We don't want what we call container tourism, where a container arrives in one port, but is destined for another, and it can't get there efficiently or cost-effectively.
How stressful is it for people in your industry at the moment?
You know what? I think that's something that perhaps few will appreciate. The supply chain logistics world has always had its urgencies and stressful times, but this last 12 months has been the toughest I can remember, both for my own staff here, but across the industry. And we've seen a lot of people leave and try something new because of the stress that's in it. I guess the thing that worries me a little bit is we get to Christmas every year. It's a circuit breaker. We start afresh for next year. But last year, for the first time in a long time, it wasn't. In fact, this year was probably tougher and harder than the previous year. I really do hope for better news next year for those working in the supply chain.
Yeah, I saw someone suggest perhaps when Chinese New Year is over, things might relax a little. Is that the sort of time period you're looking at?
I think there's three schools of thought depending on the articles you read. Yes, you've got the Chinese New Year being the line in the sand that sees a change in shipping regularity and capacity. Others feel it's that sort of quarter three, quarter four next year. And some say it won't even be fixed next year, it'll be the following year. But I kind of think it depends on the market. I think certainly the Americas will be challenging for at least 12 months. They've got so many inherent infrastructure problems there. I think Asia and Southeast Asia and North Asia come right quicker and maybe as soon as sort of halfway through next year. Europe, I guess, has a lot of transship type points. It's probably a little easier to see that coming right as well sometime next year as well.
Good one. Always nice to chat to you. Good luck with the remaining crazy weeks of 2021 and let's try again next year, okay?
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Okay. We've been talking supply chain issues with customs brokers and freight forwarders president Chris Edwards.